Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and first of all, thank you for all of your patient and untiring efforts this morning. New Zealand's listened carefully to the views expressed by other delegations, and I'd preface my brief remarks by noting that my delegations refrain from offering specific textual proposals in the conclusions and recommendations sections of your draft report, at least until now, in the interests of trying to be flexible in order to support your efforts. And this is not to say that we don't have specific views, but we're trying to keep the bigger picture in mind and be open to approaches that harvest the overlapping interests in this group. We think in general that paragraph 23 is okay in the round as you've drafted it, although, you know, of course it can be finessed further in a positive manner, and if it can be, then we'd support that. However, we do note that for some states here, paragraph 23B is an issue. And speaking nationally, we have no problem with 23B, but we do acknowledge that it's perhaps not strictly necessary when seen alongside para 23A as it's shaping up. And for that reason, deletion or Chile's proposal are both options that hold some appeal for us, particularly if 23B is going to be a divisive issue and bog us down this week. Throughout the GGE deliberations this year, the New Zealand delegation stressed the importance of this group, indicating a positive direction of travel with respect to avoiding circularity and moving toward adequate rules, international rules and limits on autonomous weapons. And to that end, we're pleased to see the notion of intensifying our work in the GGE laws as contained in paragraph 23A. Like my distinguished colleague from the United States, I note we have several proposals on the table now, and we've not completed our consideration of these, both individually and when considered alongside each other. And I can tell you that my elected political masters in New Zealand don't have the patience for infinite deliberation, but New Zealand acknowledges that work is ongoing and building areas of convergence continues. For this reason, the word intensify is helpful to us, and we accept the point, as made very well by Argentina, that this implies we may all need to step up as delegations in 2023. Therefore, like many others, and for the same reason Switzerland has just outlined, New Zealand supports the proposal in paragraph 23E for 20 days of work in 2023. I thank you.